This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Law.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. And what a great hour it's going to be. We're going to kick things off by talking to one gentleman who's been with us a few times before from Swapolice, and they've put together a terrific list of roads and cars for you to check out this summer. Also coming up in this hour of the program, we will be joined by an off-road race car driver who came out recently as being bipolar and has written a book about being a race driver and having that particular disease. Telephone wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, bob@autoworldradio.com, and that should be the best way for you to get a hold of us. But right now, let's go to one of the vice presidents of Swapolice. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the show one more time, Scott Hall.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me on the program.
Yeah, great to have you, too. And I've been really looking forward to talking with you because this is a great list you've put together. Folks love to go on summer drives, and you've taken that idea to a whole new level.
Yeah, we sure have. We've done a survey with many of the users of our website, swapolice.com, and the idea behind the survey was to see how frequently people are not only transferring their vehicles or getting into new vehicles, but also what their primary use of those vehicles are going to be and the motivation behind it. And some of what was driving this survey initially is the rise in the popularity of subscription services and how Swapolice might stack up against some of those subscription services. And we found out that our users are using it in a similar fashion, and many do prefer the Swapolice model because it's actually considerably less expensive in most cases to take a vehicle over on a seasonal basis as opposed to having the flexibility of maybe every week or every day. It's obviously a trade-off, but from the cost involved, one that many are willing to make.
Well, that certainly makes a lot of sense for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with the term subscriptions to automobiles. Why don't you explain this new phenomenon?
Sure. What we're seeing, and it's being done by various manufacturers, typically towards the higher end of the spectrum or more luxury vehicles in most cases, and some of your larger dealer groups out there are doing it too, but essentially instead of paying a monthly payment to either a leasing company or a bank for a more conventional installment loan, what people are doing is paying a monthly fee, and that monthly fee permits them to choose from a fleet of vehicles that may meet their needs on a weekly or daily basis. You know, for instance, somebody might want a convertible or a sharp little sports car for weekend use, but they need an SUV to haul the kids to soccer practice or baseball practice during the week, and a subscription service would permit you to do that. The subscription service typically are going to be more expensive than a typical monthly payment, but in fairness, to keep the tables somewhat even, it does include insurance and maintenance as well. So it is kind of a holistic way to have a vehicle to drive. Most of the subscription services that we're seeing initially are on your upper-end vehicles, are going to be pricey for many households. The cheapest I've seen actually is in that $800 to $900 range a month. Now, in fairness, that isn't your baseline car either. And most of these subscription services have, if you will, a small, medium, and large type package where you can get into maybe a midline vehicle, an upper-line vehicle, and even some high-end vehicles as well. And when I say high-end, I mean, you know, borderline exotic type cars. But the monthly fee, of course, is commensurate with that.
That's great, Scott. Tell us about the users of Swapalease voting on what they believe are the top vehicles and some very special summer travel based on location. Why did you decide, number one, to do this, and then tell us a little bit about the methodology?
Yeah, well, number one, we decided to do this. In an effort to learn more about our users as really the basis of all of our surveys. And with all the information being exchanged out there about the subscription services, we wanted to see if anybody was using the Swapalease service in a similar fashion. Now, of course, we've got users all over the nation, and that's why we saw people basically chime in from different parts of the country and let us know what they're looking for, what they want to take over, and, of course, the motivation behind it. I did find it interesting. One of the locations and vehicles was Nashville, Tennessee, and the car that got the most votes in that that particular area was the Kia Sorento, which is a smaller, well, I shouldn't call it a smaller, more of a mid-size SUV. And I thought it kind of interesting for that part of the country to have an imported vehicle high up on the list. I would have, if I would have had to have guessed, I would have probably went with something domestic in that area of the country.
That's very true. But Kia has come a long way in a relatively short amount of time, and they continue to do well with quality surveys.
I wholeheartedly agree with you on that, Bob. They've come a heck of a long way in their 15, 20-odd years of existence, and I think they make a vehicle that matches up with just about anybody at this point in time.
Absolutely. What was another destination that received a lot of votes?
Well, another one that we got, and this one I guess there's a little bit kind of interesting, is Denver, Colorado. The Dodge Durango was the winner, and I know a lot of people actually travel out to Durango, Colorado, so I think that's a very fitting vehicle for that area of the country. And very similar to the folks in Nashville, the motivation behind it was summer travel and the ability for that vehicle to handle a fair number of passengers. I believe it's a seven-seater and sometimes eight-seater, if I'm not mistaken.
And you can get that vehicle in a variety of different forms, and including for those people who like muscle cars, like myself, they actually have the 6.4-liter Hemi that is found in the SRT variants of the Challenger and the Charger, available with 485 horsepower, making it one really fast ride, and a very comfortable ride, too, for families.
Well, I'll tell you, that sure would be a monster as an SUV goes if you're putting out nearly 500 horsepower. similar, and definitely we're on an SUV kick, which is probably no surprise with the popularity of SUVs across the board. But we talked to some of our folks in Burlington, Vermont, and they went a little bit more upscale on us, and they were very favorable to the Audi Q7. Again, for the same motivations, but we're looking for a little bit higher-end luxury vehicle in most cases in the upper, the East Coast, if you will, upper East Coast.
And there's no question about it, just like Kia with its expansion and increased popularity in polls citing quality, the folks from Audi have really a great, but the only thing they're lacking is a truck. I mean, they have a full lineup of vehicles from the A3 all the way up through the TT up to the R8 sports car, and I think this is a great choice, Scott. When we come back on the other side, more with Scott Hall. This is Auto World.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
We spend an average of 8 hours and 41 minutes a day facing screens. Laptops, smartphones, tablets, even digital refrigerators. But what are we really connected to? Isn't it time you connected to something greater? Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect. This moment of escape was created by Hagerty. For people who love cars.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Thank you so much for being here with us on Auto World. Let me remind you, need classic car insurance. Only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car how it deserves. Quote at Hagerty.com or with your local agent. Hagerty, for people who love cars. We're chatting with Scott Hall, the Vice President of Operations at SWAP Police, and we're telling you some really cool information that the folks at Swapolice did with the users of the site, putting together some great roads and some great vehicles. So far we visited Burlington, Vermont, and Nashville, Tennessee. What's next on the list?
Next on the list is Virginia Beach. We had some users weigh in from Virginia Beach, and they were evidently going to be doing a lot of traveling. They cited fuel economy as one of the main factors for choosing their next vehicle, and as a result, went with the Toyota Camry, which obviously is a great all-around car and does very well on long trips.
Very true, and certainly this is the best Camry they ever have made in all the years of making Camrys. And if I don't know if you've seen this in person, but it is also the most boldly designed Camry that they've done to date. So a big step up for Toyota with that product lineup.
I would absolutely agree with you. It's a huge departure from previous Camrys, and not only is it a great value proposition, but also a very attractive one now as well.
Absolutely. Let's go back to this survey. So Denver, Colorado, we visited the Dodge Durango Inn as well, and Virginia Beach, Virginia. And next we're off to a very pretty part of the country where they have some really cool car things coming up late in August. Tell us about our next destination.
The next destination is Sonoma, California. And, of course, that is a very beautiful part of the country, as you just noted. And the vehicle that really showed a lot of popularity out on the West Coast was the Jeep Wrangler. And that makes a lot of sense to me because, essentially you could probably leave that top down most days of the year, if I'm not mistaken.
That is so true. And the Wrangler is all new, and they've painstakingly gone through it and improved it in many, many different ways. The Wrangler folks love their vehicle. Jeep folks in particular love the Wrangler. There's a whole subsection of people who are just into Wranglers, and they can be accessorized a million ways from zero and certainly have great off-road capability. And in that neck of the woods, there would be opportunity to go off-road besides going on-road, visiting the wineries and the other attractions and the big racetrack there in Sonoma as well.
No doubt about that. And another point I wanted to make about the new Jeep Wrangler that's out, I think not only did Jeep redesign it and make many improvements, as you've noted, but I think most importantly, they stayed true to the Jeep Wrangler and didn't differ it too much from previous generations because they already had such a success and didn't want to alienate any of their drivers.
So true. Scott is with us, Scott Hall, Executive Vice President of Operations at Swapolice.com. This is Auto World. If you've got a question, we got a number, 855-660-4261, or an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. And just to wrap up the summer road trips, Nashville, Tennessee. First time I was in Nashville was for the 50th birthday celebration of the Corvette. Also went there for the 40th anniversary of the Mustang, and it's a really fun town with lots of music and lots of great sights to see, and certainly is one of those towns on the rise. The Kia Sorento was chosen there. Denver, Colorado, the Dodge Durango. I've only been through the Denver airport, even though I have a brother-in-law who lives in Colorado. Have you spent much time in the Denver area?
I have not. Similar to yourself, I have been in Nashville for a couple of times, but unfortunately I haven't had the opportunity to get to Denver. Thankfully, my wife work may be taking her out there several times this year, so I may try tagging along and have a different answer for you in the future.
That sounds great. Burlington, Vermont is one of the six New England states and one of the largest cities in Vermont. And
I, being a New Englander, can say that's the only state of the six New England states that I've never had an opportunity to check out in person. I know people who live there and who love the winter aspects, but there are places within Vermont that don't get that much snow. They're in a valley, and certainly it's a very pretty state, and I think the Q7 really fits in well.
I would agree, and one of the things that people noted they really liked about the Q7 was the technology. It was available, and I know it's available on lower-end models as well, but Audi's known to have one of the best mobile Wi-Fi systems and connectivity as a result, and that's something that those drivers out there really pointed as one of the main positives of that vehicle.
We just told you about Sonoma, California, and the Jeep Wrangler. Virginia Beach, Virginia, that's another place that I've been close to but never have been at the beach side. But what a great place for an ocean drive.
Absolutely, no question about that.
Scott, once again, tell us a little bit more about Swapalease. I know you're headquartered in Cincinnati, and I really love your website, and I love what you're doing. Explain to our listeners a little bit more, if you'd like, about the logistics of how it all works.
Well, first of all, thanks for the props regarding the website as well as our service. The best way to think about Swapalease is we're like a dating service for car leases. We want to match up people who want to get out of their leases with people who want to take over those short-term leases and find good deals for the next vehicle. But very similar to a classified ad in a newspaper, but we focus, of course, on leases that are available for transfer. And whether or not you want to get out of your lease, or you know, could be financial reasons, could be some sort of a change in lifestyle, or just need, or maybe you just want a new vehicle altogether, getting out of your lease midstream without doing a lease transfer can be a very expensive proposition. And that's really the value behind Swapalease, is transferring that lease midterm. It provides a win-win situation, again, for the person who wants to get out, saving them money, as well as for the person wanting to take that lease over. And another interesting part about Swapalease, it's not uncommon for somebody taking over a lease to actually walk away with a little bit of money in their pocket as well, a cash incentive, and those are relatively common on the website from our lease sellers.
Wow, that is absolutely great. Well, Scott, thank you for your time today. We'll get back with you, no doubt, real soon, because we love having you here on Auto World.
Hey, enjoy being on the program every time. Thank you very much, Bob.
Thank you. We're going to take a pit stop and then a very interesting story, so don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In a strong defense of his hardline stance on immigration, President Trump said those illegally entering the U.S. shouldn't be brought to a judge, but should be sent home. Senator Elizabeth Warren says that's wrong.
We do have a system of laws in this country. And when a woman comes here with her 4-year-old son and says, I am asking for amnesty, I have been threatened by gangs in my home country, we should at least give her a hearing.
On Face the Nation, Congressman Elijah Cummings accused the administration of creating a false crisis.
We want to be humane. We want to make sure that these families are reunited after the president created this false crisis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the...
I really appreciate you being with us every week at this very same time, or if you're listening on one of our great affiliate stations, or if you're listening worldwide via GCNlive.com, welcome. We now turn our attention to a great story. This is about an off-road race car driver who suffers from bipolar disorder and has recently written a book called Bulletproof, and there's a reason for that. Justin Peck, welcome to Auto World.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate the opportunity.
Let's begin by telling folks a little bit about your background. How did you get into off-road racing?
Oh, geez. I have personally been racing for about 26 years now. I started off on dirt bikes, and everything just kind of evolved from there. Growing up, we didn't have much money. Dad was a truck driver, and so when he was home, the only time that, we really got to, hang out with my dad was on a dirt bike, and that kind of, fell in love with that, and when I turned 17, I was able to buy my own, and that was kind of all she wrote. I entered my first race, and I've been doing it ever since.
And off-road racing certainly is a lot different than racing on a track. This is something which I'm sure, depending on the particular venue that you're racing, can really be quite treacherous, I would imagine, with all the obstacles that you have and the way the terrain of the track changes throughout the course of an event.
No, of course, I always kind of make fun of the asphalt guys, because it's because if you want to learn how to drive a car, you need to learn how to drive a car on the dirt. So, I mean, anybody can go fast, you know, in a straight line and around year round, but you put us in, you know, in the desert for, you know, 1,000 miles, you know, and when we're doing speeds of 160 miles an hour with just based on GPS and what you can see, I mean, there's no really set course, and it's, it takes a lot of focus, it takes a lot of experience, and, but here again, at the end of the day, I mean, for me personally, I wouldn't change it for the world.
It sounds like it's a great passion for you, your a love of your life, the fact that you've been doing it as long as you have. You suffer from bipolar disorder. I have a relative who has the disorder, and I have a friend who is a television host, and his girlfriend, she's only 31 years old, she also has bipolar disorder. And how long have you been diagnosed with bipolar?
I was diagnosed about 13 years ago, but I do remember my first manic phase, which I was about 8 years old.
So,
I mean, we're going on, what, 30-something years now, and, geez, longer than that, actually. So, I've had it for a while, you know, back, you know, 30 years, 35 years ago, no one ever talked about it. If you talked about mental disorder, people, you know, would have this immediate assumption that, all right, you need to be locked up in a straitjacket and put into a little padded room until you feel better. And it's just not that way. And, you know, with me and what I'm trying to accomplish is to bring more of the advocacy work and explain to people and show people that mental health and suicide prevention and addiction, these are all things that are treatable. It's just that we have to listen. As a society, we have to be able to listen to one another, be tolerant for each other, and if we can do that, this is the easiest disorder, the easiest disease that we could possibly ever fix.
That's great news to hear, because there are a lot of people out there listening to us right now who no doubt have the disorder, or maybe there's somebody who thinks something might be a little bit off, and I'm sure you would encourage them to get help as soon as they can. We've seen in the news in recent times the death of Kate Spade, a New York fashion designer, and also another very well-known celebrity. But over the years, a lot of musicians as well. You know, here's people that seem to have it all. They've got money, they've got fame, and yet they're found in their hotel room after killing themselves. And there was one point in your life when you were thinking about doing the same thing.
Yeah, I actually tried. There's honestly no reason why I should even be talking to anybody right now. I had woke up a typical morning, and I had been kind of down for about 6 months. And this was before I was diagnosed. And, you know, I struggled getting out of bed. Anytime that I get up to go to work, you know, and I was married back then. And so I would basically fake getting out of, you know, getting up and going to work, and I'd have a sleeping bag in the back of my truck, and I would go up the canyon a little ways and just sleep the whole day. And then when I figured it was time to go home, I could go home and basically we lie about, you know, how the day went. Well, this particular day, I woke up, I kissed my wife, I went upstairs, I kissed the kids, just kind of the normal morning, and I went out back and grabbed my dog and threw my dog in the back of the truck, and we went out to check on our job sites. So, being a construction guy, you know, I was checking on employees and making sure things are being done right. And just kind of before noontime, I decided to take a drive up a canyon that I had frequented quite often, just to kind of unplug from society. You know, I mean, we're talking, it was long enough ago that at where the canyon, where I would always park, there was no cell phone service. There was nothing to distract me. And so I park, I let the dog out of the back of the truck, and she's running around, you know, as happy as can be, chasing birds and the, you know, whatever the happiness the dog had. And I remember just sitting in the truck, listening to my music, feeling this overwhelming sense of despair. And I was trying to shake it off. I was trying to keep rational thinking constant in my brain. And in one moment of irrational thought, it's just the irrational thought overtook everything, and I went from sitting listening to my music to reaching over to the center console of my truck. I grabbed my pistol, I welded it, I put it to my head, and I pulled the trigger.
Unbelievable. Hold on. When we come back, we'll get that full story.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We are back with Justin Peck, who just told us an incredible story. We'll have him once again reiterate what happened. But first, let me just remind you, if you need classic car insurance, only Haggerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car how it deserves. Quote at Haggerty.com or with your local agent. Haggerty, for people who love cars. Let's go to the Haggerty-powered guest lines and go back to off-road race car driver Justin Peck. So as you were telling us the story this particular day, you went up in the mountains away from cell phone coverage and your dog was out running around quite happily and she was all set, but you weren't doing so well. And in just a moment, is that all it took? How would you describe that once again, Justin?
Yeah.
That one moment.
Well, what's crazy about it, and this is something that's kind of hard to explain to a lot of people unless you actually experience either the disorder or some type of experience like that. Because in a normal, rational, thinking mind, people don't try to commit suicide. People don't try to kill themselves. But when you have a depression that is associated with bipolar, it just tends to be just a little bit more intense than normal. So as I was laying there or sitting there listening to music and just, you know, whether you call it feeling sorry for myself or, you know, the little pity party or what, I had just a brief, you know, I'm talking about like a 2 or 3 second section of my life that the irrational thinking overtook my rational thought. And I reached over to the center console of my truck and grabbed my pistol that, you know, I would shoot 2 or 3 times a week. I grabbed my pistol, I loaded it, I put it to my head, and I pulled the trigger. And, you know, of course, the outcome that I got out of it wasn't really what I expected. I just, you know, I just got a big click at the end. And I had I kind of thought, you know, great, you know, how in the world could you screw this one up, right? So I was thinking to myself, okay, well, you didn't chamber bullet in. So I physically
popped the one bullet out and chambered it at a bullet. And when I did that, the original bullet flipped up. And please keep in mind, like, these stories, even though it's been a long time ago, they have a tendency of being hard to tell because I remember it. I remember it so clear and it's so vivid. I remember the emotion, you know? And so I remember the original bullet flipping up and hitting my visor of the truck and falling down into my lap. So I took the pistol, I put it down back on the console and picked up the bullet, and I was kind of examining the bullet. And I turned it over, and I could see where the firing pin had actually hit the primer. And just for some reason, you know, whether you call it, you know, whether it's a religious thing, whether it's a deity thing, whether it's, you know, whatever anybody believes, for some reason, that one bullet out of the 10,000 that I'd shot previous, it just didn't go off. And the adrenaline, and I know this sounds probably a little morbid, but the adrenaline that I got off of just that experience,
sure,
immediately pulled me out of despair and the depression. And that's kind of when I put one and one together. And so I hurried and loaded my dog and started driving down the canyon because I realized that the adrenaline would eventually wear off. When I pulled the trigger and it didn't go off and the overwhelming emotion, I mean, it was very emotional for me. I mean, I literally was sitting in the front seat sobbing at the actions that I had just done because I'm the type of guy that just doesn't quit. I don't believe in the word quit, and I teach my children that. And I, at that moment, I quit, and I vowed to myself that I'd never do it again. And so I drove down the canyon, and when I got cell phone service, I called a long-term friend. He had delivered all of my children and I explained to him a little bit about what was going on. And he, just being the good guy that he is, he canceled all of his appointments, and he told me to come down. And I drove down to his office, and I spent probably 2 or 3 hours with him. And we went through the medical books and through the questionnaires and went through the basics. And kind of at the end of the day, you know, it was, you know, he looked at me and he said, "Hey, man, like, this is kind of where you're leaning. I mean, this is a class one bipolar, you know, textbook diagnosis." And then from that point on, it was, you know, a lot of trial and error when it came to Big Pharma and the drugs that would try to, you know, help me get my mind straight. But it's, I goof around when I tell people that if you're ever going to have anything in the world, bipolar is probably the best to have. Because when you're in the manic phase, man, it's fun. Oh, it's a lot of fun. The depressive side, not so much. But at the end of the day, for me personally, I'm very, very blessed with having the disorder. Ultimately, because I would not be the man that I am today. I wouldn't have the character that I have today. If I wouldn't have had to live the struggle of having the mental illness. Does that make sense?
It does, absolutely, 100%. And you've written a book about it, and it's got a very appropriate title. Again, it's called Bulletproof. And where can folks get your book? Is it, of course, online at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, or where would you suggest?
Yeah, we've got Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I actually like to, if people can, go to the website, which is super easy. It's justinpatton.com. If you do that, the book's typically cheaper. You know, what I really like to explain to the readers is it's not about the money for me. I'm not doing this for the cash flow. I'm doing this to bring awareness to the potentials of an epidemic, the potential of a plague. And so, you know, I'm not a doctor. I don't give doctor advice. But what I do give is an average guy that started with nothing, that works really hard and is doing everything that, you know, me personally, that I can do to live my dreams, that I can have a mental disorder and still function in society. It's a little harder here and there and time to time, but I want to be able to be that guy that people can relate to. I try to be as humble as possible. You know, I will talk to anybody at any time. And yeah,
it's happy to be here. It's a great story, Justin. We thank you so much for your time here today. And down the road, we'll get you back again and talk more off-road racing. This is AutoWorld.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right. For life, every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.